You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 926, hour number one. We'll start this hour with three electroacoustic pieces, starting with Charles Bester, a piece called Cycles. This comes from an Albany Records release called The Sound of Time, a study in electronic manipulation of language. Electroacoustic music recorded at UMass by Charles Bester, a 1992 composition. We'll follow this with Arthur Krager, from the University of Connecticut, where he spent the majority of his career. This was actually recorded at the Columbia-Princeton Electronic Music Center in 1977, a piece called Theme and Variations, which appeared on an album called Electronic Works. Electronic Works, with music with Arthur Krager, William Matthews, and Elias Tenenbaum on this album, which was made available on CDR through New World Records back in 2011. We'll hear Arthur Krager's Theme and Variations, and we'll end with Robert Fennelli from the University of Brooklyn College through the City University of New York. We'll hear his piece called Whalescape, and this came from a CD put out by the Electroacoustic Music Club of Brooklyn College called BC Sound Serum in 2004. We start with the late Charles Bester from the University of Massachusetts. This is called Cycles, electroacoustic music from 1992.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 926, hour number one. My name's Max, and I'm happy to have you with me for great electronic music this hour. We just heard music from Robert Finelli. That was called Whalescape. There was, starting off, Charles Bestor from the University of Massachusetts, who passed away in early 2016 after a long, distinguished career. That was a 1992 composition called Cycles, music for electroacoustic sounds, and that was from The Sound of Time, Charles Bestor's music on Albany Records, released in 2010. Then from Arthur Krager, we heard from a 1982 album on CRI called Electronic Works, music by Arthur Krager, William Matthews, and Elias Tenenbaum. That was one of two Arthur Krager pieces on this Electronic Works album, which has been made available as a flat vinyl transfer to CDR for your convenience through New World Records. This was called Theme and Variations, music composed in 1977 at the Columbia-Princeton Electronic Music Center by Arthur Krager. And again, we ended with music from Robert Finelli, not to be confused with the jazz musician Bob Finelli. This is Robert Finelli from the Brooklyn College, and that piece was called Whalescape. And that was electroacoustic music completed in 2004 and included on this special CD from the Electroacoustic Music Club of Brooklyn College called BC Sound Serum. Well, we'll continue with music from Jocelyn Robert. Jocelyn is a man's name in this case, Jocelyn Robert, and we'll hear his piece called Philosophie Zoologique, and this comes from New Adventures in Sound Art. We will New Adventures in Sound Art people introduce this piece, as they've been courteous enough to do. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlist and other information is martiangardens.blog. That's, once again, martiangardens.blog. Jocelyn Robert, Philosophie Zoologique.
Here's Philosophie Zoologique by Jocelyn Robert. Jocelyn Robert performed this work at the Witchwood Theater in May 2011. During the Deep Wireless Festival of Radio and Transmission Art. Philosophie Zoologique is a typical 21st century product. A bit of this and that, hard to decide. Trying to do it all, but unable to choose. It is the result of a human being's attempt to be friends with the world and ending up waiting at one end of the line, while at the other one, a soft machine voice whispers, "Press 9." Quote, "I would hope it could be some sort of a melting pot homage to Jean-Baptiste Lamarck," unquote.
Hi. I guess we all know people who have been living alone for too long. And when people live alone for too long, they do strange things. Like they will insist on brushing their teeth 6 times a day, but they won't change their underwear. You know, it's like some things get magnified and others, they just fall off the radar somehow. Like they will call the landlord twice a week because there's dust in the stairway, but they will let the cat eat in their breakfast plate. It's not like things are getting out of control, but they are getting out of scale. And that's what you're thinking about as you are driving your car in a snowstorm at night, about an hour from Halifax. You had dinner at your sister's place, but you couldn't face the evening with her husband and their noisy kids. So you said, I really have to go. I have to be in Halifax. And she said, well, there's a forecast of a snowstorm for tonight. And he said, yeah, well, you know, I'll make it in time. And I've seen snowstorms before. And there you are, alone in your car at night in a snowstorm, an hour from Halifax, or maybe 2 or 3 hours. You tried listening to the radio, but you can't really tune in any station. There's a light in the distance, and maybe it's a car, or a house, or maybe just your own headlights in the snow. And you think of that guy in Tibet. He was living in a little stone house with a few goats, a day's drive from anything else. And you thought, if I were to walk to that house and meet the guy, we could be friends or enemies. We could be lovers or killers. We would be 2 persons alone and out of scale. And there you are in your car in that snowstorm. And you look at the snow falling, and you look at the snow rushing towards you, and it looks like atoms and particles of matter. And then you're behind the steering wheel again. And then you look again at the snow rushing towards you, and they're like stars.
We just heard Jocelyn Robert's Philosophie Zoologique performed at the Wychwood Theatre in May 2011 during the Deep Wireless Festival of Radio and Transmission Art.
Jocelyn Robert from Deep Wireless 12 Radio Arts Compilation, an album available online through New Adventures in Sound Art from Toronto. That was a live electronic music performance recorded at the Deep Wireless Festival of Radio and Transmission Arts at Wychwood Theatre in Toronto, May 2011. Jocelyn Robert, Philosophie Zoologique. And we'll end the hour with a couple of selections from music from the University of Illinois Experimental Music Studios. We'll hear Linda Antis, who is now a professor at the University of Montana and the director of the Society for Electroacoustic Music in the United States, Seamus, that is. We'll hear her piece called Still Standing Still, computer music from 2008, and then from Herbert Brunn, we'll hear his piece called U-Turn 2, which was composed on his computer program Sawdust, realized in 1980 at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana, the Experimental Music Studios. Linda Antas, we start with Still Standing Still. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information. This is Martian Gardens, episode 926, hour number one. Thank you.
Thank you.